I'm wondering, sometimes I get a blink that I can remember before I was born, and I can see something.
Because you weren't born.
I had this memory, or is it only a dream? I don't
Neither.
Know.
You weren't born. You are no. Wait. Hold on. You're all right. Your word. There's nothing wrong with your words. They're just not adequate. So let's make them adequate. You were not born. You are as eternal as you ever were eternal. You are already eternal, okay? So these blinks that you're thinking about where you can know things before you were, that is not blinks. That's because you did those things that you were. See, when you were in your power and you stepped down from your power, that's why you're trying to get back to God. That's what the angels are here to help you do. That's why we don't do that, what is my angel name, what name is that. We don't do that, darling. We don't do that. That is a trite, glib, cliched archetype. It doesn't apply to anything. But yet, you did it in seconds. Ha, 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 no time. Seconds later, we responded immediately with it. And then we called you forth to come forth. And we're going to stay late here for you because that's what we can do. Because there's no time, so we can do what we want to. Isn't it great fun? And here's what's happening.
It's great.
What's happening is these things that you're bumping into, it's almost like if you get up to go to the bathroom at night and don't turn the light on, and someone comes in and rearranges your furniture, you're constantly bumping your toe into something, and you're running into chairs and chiffon robes and armoires and vitrines and bedposts and all kinds of things. You're running into these things because you're not used to them being this way. Okay? They moved everything around. All right. Now, when you're bumping into things, that's when that happens. And you go back and you have a memory and you go, oh, I'm going to remember this, but I don't know how I know this. Or you'll write something down. Or we sometimes talking with you, listen to us, you'll hear us say things and go, oh, I know exactly what that's all about. Blah, 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 blah. Chateau St. Cloud, blah, 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 blah. I know all about that. Roxy does that all the time. And then she goes and chases it. And then come to find out that she makes it be about her dead ancestors that's been around and coming back. And most of them ain't dead. They're waiting on her to catch up and all that kind of good stuff. But that's just fun because she's taking that as is. No problem. Then what's happening is you've moved into a realm where you're bumping into these things that you think are memories or potential dreams. They're not. They're part of your knowing. They're part of you knowing. Just as you know you're in your meat sack body, you know, when you go to the bathroom and you comb your hair, you realize that's history because the reflection takes time to get back to your eyes. So that's past. So even your memory is in the past, as you say, past tense. Okay, that's not distant, but we say there's no time. So that memory is as good as any memory at all. It's why some people who can have a scar, let's say they have a accident or something tragic, and they'll get a scar on their body, say on their face or something, and that plastic surgeons can take that scar away. They can make it perfect. You can take Renew drops and rub on that kind of stuff, and it just basically makes the dermis make itself perfect. But some people in their minds see themselves always as scarred, even though they're not. To see the machinations from the mind can mess you up. Sometimes it puts you in a bad place. You're trying to remember things that aren't. You're trying to get to a place that's not. It's not about that at all. But it doesn't matter because this isn't a thinking man's game. Only little men need to think. God doesn't have to think. God knows. And say, God knows. Well, God knows. We're trying to bring you back to God, and we're going to have all the angels help. Don't you worry about it at all. We're going to help. The things, when the cares of life grow strangely dim, that's when you know you're on the right path.